Ghost Riders by Sharon McCrum. To David Kay. Is there a mechanism of death that so mutilates existence no one gets over it, not even the dead? Galway Kinnell. Prologue. Rattler. The boy stood still in the moonlight, watching the riders approach. The chill of the night air had shaken the last bit of sleep stupor from him, and he shivered, feeling the wind on his legs and the sensation of his bare feet touching the rough boards of the porch, and knowing that he was not dreaming. He had stumbled outside to make his way to the privy, but now something, not a sound, more like a feeling, made him stop a few feet from the door, and for long minutes as he stood there, he would forget the push in his bladder that had sent him out into the cold darkness of an October night. Night riders. Horses were not an everyday sight in the mountains nowadays, as they had been in his daddy's time. Now that the Great War had ended in Europe, the world had changed. People talked about aeroplanes and automobiles and store-bought clothes. Every year brought more Model A's into the county, and those folks that didn't run an automobile could take the train into Johnson City or Asheville if they needed to go. You sent money to the mail-order catalog, and the postman would bring you the goods, all parceled up in brown paper, whatever you'd asked for. They called it the wish book. But nobody ever wished for the old days, not in these mountains. They all wanted the future to get here double quick. But tonight was an echo of the old days. There were horsemen at the edge of the woods. The boy wondered who these riders were, out on the ridge past midnight, far from a road and miles from the next farm. He could make out three of them, just this side of the trees beyond the smokehouse. But in the faint light of the crescent moon,